Thursday, November 10th, 2021. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu Peters. The FBI's raids on Project Veritas prove what previously seemed insane and unthinkable. Ashley Biden's diary is real. She really did take inappropriate sexual showers with her own dad, Joe Biden. And she really believes she was molested by older men as a young girl. But if it can happen to the daughter of a sitting U.S. senator, it can happen to anybody. It's just a matter of the authorities choosing to take it seriously instead of dismissing it all, or worse, being involved. Allie Carter may have the wildest personal story that we have ever heard. Allie grew up in the school of hard knocks, to say the least. She was one of six girls in a troubled home. Her parents were affiliated with the Black Panthers, the radical black separatist group, and maybe that's to blame for what happened to her. Allie says that her biological mother routinely slept with authority figures and soon initiated her own children into the same practices. Allie says that her mom would hand her over to be abused by the local police chief. She would take her to a trap house just to be abused. And when Allie coped with that pain by running away or by harming herself, she was rewarded by being placed in new foster care homes, where instead of her mother, it was teenage boys and foster fathers who in turn abused her. At the age of 13, Allie was trafficked first into strip clubs, then the Hollywood party scene. She says that she endured stalking, poisoning, and police harassment. And most incredibly of all, she says that this is a system that major American celebrities have knowledge of and participate in. Celebrities like John Travolta, Beyonce, Barack Obama, and yes, Joe Biden. In July of 2020, Allie stepped forward to tell her story. Instagram tagged that account as, quote, unsafe for the election and blocked it. Like we said, this is a horrific story. And we will not silence Allie Carter. We want to learn all about it, and she joins us now. Allie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Stu. I really appreciate you.
So in July of 2020, you came out on Instagram. You couldn't bottle it up anymore. You made claims about Barack Obama and Joe Biden that shocked the world. How did it get there? Take us through your story.
Well, you know, as young as I remember, I've been trafficked through many elite places. I went from the Buckingham Palace to under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, still under the custody of Child Protective Services, the child welfare system. It went from trap houses in your everyday neighborhood of Moreno Valley, California, and Los Angeles County, strip clubs, and into Hollywood elite parties. There was never a time of peace in my life. And I remember very clearly since 4 years old, there was never a time of peace in my life. It's been ongoing.
Who started all of this? I mean, your mother originally. And then
yes.
Who carried on? How did you end up in Buckingham Palace and underneath the Getty Museum and alongside some of these household names that I just mentioned?
When I was a child, there was many things that went on in the home. I tried to talk. I tried to let people know. Child Protective Services were called constantly since I was 3 months old. By the time I turned 13, I had enough of being raped and beaten and tortured behind rocks on La Salle in Moreno Valley, California. I had enough of going through dealing with my mother's boyfriends. She was nothing of a mother. But I had enough of dealing with them at 4 o'clock in the morning. I had enough of being the favorite out of the girls. And I couldn't take anymore, so I tried to kill myself. When I turned 13, CPS came into the picture. I was put into mental hospitals, and then finally, I was put into foster care. I thought things would be over from there. I thought it would be fine. And then after all of that, I started thinking that I was talking to someone online, but everybody knew me before I knew them. I was trafficked by a pimp who claimed to be 27 years old, and he was not. I found many passports, many different birth dates for him in his wallet. And when I told CPS this, they put him down as a 27-year-old boyfriend, and he was a 27-year-old trafficker that was going in and out of my homes, paying off my foster parents, and taking me to Hollywood elite parties over and out of the country, which is, you would think, would be where the FBI would have stepped in. I was letting my social workers know, and they told me to stay quiet. They told me that if I told anybody else, that I would be shipped off to Arizona and no one would ever find me again. So, you know, at one point, you learn that you have to deal with what you have to deal with when the people in authority are not there to help you. And everybody is so worried about the elite. And we could give those names of Barack Obama, Joe Biden. We know about Michelle Obama. That's a man. We know about Too Short. We know about Akon and Steven Tyler. And we can give those names all day. And everybody is so worried about that. But what you should be worried about is the people that are in between, the people that go as low as your grave diggers. I was trafficked to people within my schools. I was trafficked in underground tunnels that link under your schools, through your cemetery, under your amusement parks, through Universal Studios, and into Hollywood elite homes, all over the place, all over the world. And people don't understand that, and they can't fathom that, and they can't put that together. But if you think about the things that have come out lately, and there's 200 children missing, and there's 300 children missing, what Amber Alert did you receive? How many times do you receive an Amber Alert every year? And if you think about that, how many children are coming up in your face that have been tortured and abused like this? It exists and it's real. And people don't want to face it. It happens in your schools every day as your grave diggers, your trash men. Everybody is involved, but everybody is looking at the top, and that's just a small percentage. And you really need to look at the people in between.
So the names that you just mentioned, Barack Obama, Steven Tyler, Joe Biden, Michelle Obama, have you had personal sexual experiences with these people?
Yes.
These people participated in sex abuse firsthand with you?
Yes.
Can you tell that story? Because that's important for people to understand and to know. And to this point, I don't think a national platform has given you the opportunity to say those things.
No, because everybody is complicit. Everybody is complicit. It is covered up by your local FBI. It is covered up by your local police department. It is underground tunnels. There's a whole world. It's a different way of life. There's every source of transportation. When I met Joe Biden, I was rushed through many celebrities. Half of them I did not know. It didn't faze me to see them. It didn't. Some of them were actually very conceited and cocky that I didn't know who they were. Underground, under the Getty Museum in Los Angeles, there are many tunnels. Again, there's a way of transportation. There's every single way of transportation under the ground. I was sold to Joe Biden. Multiple times. Sometimes people don't talk about it, because when you don't talk about it, it makes it okay. When you don't talk about it, it makes you bury it. When you don't talk about it, it's easier, and it kills that part of you. I was sold for blowjobs. I was sold for sex. There is many people who trade to eat, beat, and rape children under the ground. I have many friends that I've lost, and I have many people that I've met that didn't make it, that refer to me as a traitor.
And that's because they're still dealing with this right now to this day.
Yes, there are millions just like me. There are millions worse off than me. There are millions that people cut off their limbs so they don't fight them back when they rape them. There are millions that they take pleasure in draining their blood and using it as a source of a fountain of youth. People have many sick fetishes. And the Hollywood elite, we sign their paychecks. We sign all of their paychecks every single day. This is when you stream their music, when you buy something from their brands, we've signed their paychecks. And these are the people that have put something in your face and made you want to believe that you are the ones that are responsible to make them look the way they look. Their image is not what you think it is. They're sick, evil people.
This is something that has only recently become accepted by a large amount of people. Until now, a lot of people would look at you, Allie Carter, and say, you're crazy. Mm-hmm. And is that what these people at CPS held over your head and said, you're going to go to Arizona? You keep talking crazy like this. We're very concerned about your mental health. Is the gaslighting something that they did to try to make you doubt your own experiences, your own personal knowledge of what it was that was going on, the horrific tragedy that you were experiencing? I mean, is that what they would do? Is that the tactics?
Yes. I was taught pain is pleasure. I was taught that you do not speak unless you're spoken to. I was taught that as a foster care kid, you have nothing but what's in your trash bag that you carry from home to home when you're evicted from foster home to foster home. I was in over 19 high schools in 1 year. I never stayed in a place longer than a month. I was never in a home. I was moved all around because nobody wanted to talk about it. Nobody wanted to do anything about it. The California ombudsman was contacted. My foster mother, that is now my adopted mother, I'm adopted now. She went to everyone. She went to the police. She went to the California ombudsman. She went to private investigators. She talked to judges, attorneys, lawyers. She went to everyone, and everyone shut her down. There was no help whatsoever. And she was made out to be the crazy one. I was made out to be the crazy one. I was a high risk kid. I was moved from foster homes to level 14 lockdown group homes. And every single time something happened, every single time I came in with cracked ribs, with bruises, with bites, with rape kits beyond rape kits. No one did anything. I went from shelter to shelter, from CPS report to CPS report. And CPS is your cover up. CPS is corrupt. CPS buys and sells and trades children. That is their major facade. There are some good social workers out there. And there are some social workers that know that they cannot speak on things, they cannot do certain things, and they have to abide by certain rules. Because if you don't, you will be abused too. Just like there is in the Brotherhood Freemason Cops. There is a secret society in the Freemason Cops as well. We are not safe. We have been threatened, harassed, stalked, and hunted down because I mentioned that I was trafficked under the Getty Museum. I have so much evidence. I have so much information, but I don't know who to give it to, and I don't know who to honestly talk to because there's nothing that have come of it. I don't know if Trump is going to do something, because that's the only reason why I do have something to believe in Trump, because he has given money to trafficking organizations, but 501c3s are cover-ups too. So what exactly and where exactly is this money going, and is there any really help? Because there's not. While we're out here, our house has been broken into. I'm sorry. Our animals have been killed. We have been away from our home for a year. We can't go back without police coming out and asking us where we have been. We have been stopped and pulled over in 8 states without a ticket, without a warning, and without any logical reason. They just want to know where our car is, what time that we'll be back, where are we parked, and how long will we be out, and how much money do we have? This is not normal, and everybody knows that something is wrong.
So when you say that Trump has given money to trafficking organizations, you mean organizations that fight trafficking, right?
Human trafficking.
I just want to make sure that I understand that. He's not participating in funding human sex trafficking.
No, that's not what I believe. And no, that is not what I've ever heard. I I believe that Trump has done something because he is the only president that has mentioned it. And Trump is the only person that I haven't seen, to be honest with you.
So firsthand, these people were in a room with you and had, they raped you. I mean, there's no other, I want to be absolutely 100% candid. Barack Obama, yes. Joe Biden, these people raped you. And you say that you have these mountains of evidence that nobody wants to look at. What evidence do you have?
We have police reports. We have rape kits. We have information. We have videos. We have so much. But again, there's so much that I can't put completely out there, and I have mountains of it. But I do understand that when I was 16, I ran away from CPS. This is how I escaped. I was auctioned to Russia. I knew that if I went to Russia with this man that I would not come back and I would die. So I ran away and I hid for a year. I did what I had to do, and I can't say exactly what I had to do because it would put some people in danger. But I'm here and I'm alive. During this time, my pimp sent fake FBI to homes to interrogate, to disrupt the neighborhood. But when the suspects that they thought were the ones that were guilty and called them back, they didn't want anything. They didn't want to talk. They just wanted to see exactly where I was. It didn't end from there. It hasn't ended at all. I'm 27 years old now, and it should be done, because if this was just about sex, if this was just about money, this would be over. But this is not what this is about. MKUltra exists. DID exists. This hell exists.
Explain that for people who don't understand what that really means. So what is this really all about?
This is all about power and control. MKUltra is a mind control programming. It happens to Hollywood elites. It is happening right now to Britney Spears, Lindsay Lohan, many celebrities just like them. But nobody understands and nobody knows, because it's a part of control. It's like someone has the remote to someone's life and no one knows who's pushing the buttons. Dissociative identity disorder happens when you have nowhere to go with the trauma, when you have nowhere to go with the pain. So your mind splits and shatters into a million pieces, but those are people that have had to take a part of the pain and do what they have to do to stay alive.
So a lot of your detractors, skeptics would say, Ali Carter waited until July of 2020 to come out with all of this on Instagram. That was conveniently just before a highly contested hot presidential election. This is a political hit job. That's all this is. To those people, what do you say?
Human sex trafficking, human child trafficking is not an argument. It's not a political issue. It's not a religious issue. It's not a sexual orientation. It is a humanity issue. There are children that are black, white, blue, green. There is no one that needs to have an argument about this conversation. This is a humanity issue that everybody needs to move for.
Have any authorities looked underneath the Getty Museum? Has anybody investigated your claims about tunnels being there or anywhere else? Will anybody go underground? Have you shown them the door? Have you shown them how to get there?
I've tried to talk to people, and they told me they will make sure that I stay silent. Everybody covers this up. Everyone covers everything up. But it's not just the Getty. It is underground in your schools. It is underground in your cemeteries. It is underground every day where you walk on.
Who's manufacturing? Everything. Who's building? Who's creating these tunnels?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea?
That's what everybody... I have no idea. I do not know who's at the top.
Do people that work at the schools, do they know that they're there? Do the teachers know?
Yes, the school is complicit. Your teachers are complicit. When I was trafficked throughout my high schools and my time in foster care, my teachers signed me in and out of school. There was the automated service that gives you a call that lets you know that your students are tardy. They were making sure that I was present in my classes, but I was dropped off at school. I was picked up by my pimp. I was returned before the bus got back, and I was placed back in my foster home, or I would not go to school for the day. it was brought to the attention of my SROs. It was brought to the attention of the guidance counselors, and they are all complicit. They all know what's going on.
And it is reported. And it was reported and completely ignored.
It is reported and it is documented by social workers.
So the law enforcement agencies that are ignoring this, why are they doing that? Why are cops and investigators and federal agents, why are they ignoring your claims, your victimization, the crimes against you?
Because they're customers. They're all customers. Again, everybody is so worried about the top Hollywood elite, but you should be worried about the people that sit next to you every day. They are complicit. Your local police are complicit.
All of them?
They're customers. All of them. They're customers. There are some good cops. There are some good cops, but they're very one far and few in between.
And so those good cops that know about what you have going on, are they unwilling to do anything about it because the majority of them that surround them are involved and that they could lose their jobs?
They could lose their jobs. They could be threatened for the rest of their lives. They could be hunted, stalked, and harassed just as much as the Freemason Brotherhood cops do to everyone else. What they do to one, they will do to everyone else.
Well, the best thing that you can including do, obviously, is get this out as far and as wide as possible. I mean, I think that that is probably the best form of protection for you and for anybody else. And now that this is out there on a national platform, I mean, I just don't see any reason why somebody should not be investigating and exposing these tunnels that we have all heard about and that have raised eyebrows in this community now for since the beginning of the Trump presidency, when you're right. The attention was directed, the eyes were opened up in this way during that presidency, as in were opened in a lot of other things as well. But nothing is more horrific, nothing is more important than stopping child sex trafficking. That has to be done. This has to be exposed. Our children are our most precious gifts from God. And we must protect them by any means necessary. And everybody involved needs to be exposed. And that's why I'm asking about celebrity names, powerful elites, politicians. That's why we need these people need to be exposed, because these are the people that we are supposed to be able to run to help us to handle the cops and the garbage man and the school lunch cafeteria aide. Those are the people that need to be arrested. But who do we go to?
Exactly. And that's what it worries me every day. I know there's no justice for me. I accepted that a while ago. I can't have kids of my own. I understand that there's a lot that I will probably never be able to have, including my childhood. I don't have many pictures. I don't have any pictures of me as a baby. I have pictures of me from 14 up. In the worst moments and in the worst ways. I just want peace, because this is not about a sexual experience. This is not about just cash. This is about something else, and it's deeper than that, because this is decades of tactics. This is decades of issues. These are decades of problems. Satanic ritual abuse exists. Human sex trafficking exists. Organ harvesting exists all over the place. The black market exists. Humans, babies, children, four-year-olds, six-year-olds are having their bodies sliced open and used as human suitcases over the border. I have been trafficked over the border. Those babies are moved as if they're still alive. They put clothes on them, they sit them up, and they use them until their bodies cannot be used anymore. This is not just about sex, because after your body is used for sex, your organs are used for organ harvesting and selling on the black market, which goes to your hospitals. You wonder why a heart costs so much. You wonder why a liver or a kidney costs so much. And because of that, you can go to Mexico and you can get it for a little bit cheaper, and you wonder why. There is so much going on, and this is decades and decades of tactics that people need to wake up to and do something about, because, again, our authority is not going to do it.
Despite everything,
it's going to take everyday people.
Despite everything that you've been through, you have managed to find joy, and you have managed to rise up and be strong and do things now that you are incredibly proud of, as you should be. What are you doing now?
I'm a dance teacher. I'm a cheer coach. I have been since I turned 18 and was able to live with my mom in foster care. That's I'm adopted by now. I'm a special needs teacher. I love my kids like my own because I can't have children. And I miss them so much because I had to just walk away from it for a second to deal with all of this. The threats come every year. But I do what I have to do and I keep a smile on my face. And I love to be that mentor for babies. I'm a birthday host and go to 4-year-olds parties and read books to them. On my time off, I braid hair for foster children that cannot get their hair done because they have to basically pay for it by themselves because every foster parent is living paycheck to paycheck, but using it for themselves to make Hawaii trips and whatnot. I love what I do.
Yeah. You have a lot to be proud of.
And I'm a college student too.
Good for you. This is out there now and needs to be immediately investigated. And we're going to continue to follow up with this. We don't know who to go to. We don't know who's involved, but somebody somewhere is going to hear this that has the balls and that has the authority and that has the courage and that knows what is right. In Jesus' name, I'm going to pray that. I'm going to command that that happens. Ellie
in
Carter,
Jesus name. Thank you.
For being here and for telling us your story and for your bravery, thank you so much. We appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Cancel culture has not only affected myself and my pillow, but millions of you out there. Before all this started, I had already written in my memoir, I dedicate this book to anyone that's looking for hope. Well, right now, we're all looking for hope. I believe that my story is going to bring inspiration and hope to everyone. By the time you're done reading my book, you will believe that with God, all things are possible. To thank you all for your support, I'm offering some of my best prices ever on MyPillow products, including this exclusive bundle. You get my book and these 5 MyPillows. They all have beautiful scenes and verses from the Bible, such as Isaiah 41:10. Do not fear, for I am with you. This 6-pack bundle is regularly $219. Now it's just $99.98 and free shipping with your promo code. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below. Thank you and God bless.